The same old story. The quarterfinals of the Euro 2020 football championships have ended and the semi-final lines drawn. Barring Denmark, the other three semi-finalists, Italy, Spain and England, were expected to reach there and have not sprung a surprise as such. The defeat of Switzerland and Belgium in the quarterfinals, and particularly Belgium's loss, has left me very disappointed. I've always rooted for the underdog, and though Belgium were ranked number one in the world in the FIFA rankings, they still were underdogs, more in their mind than on the field. A team glittering with stars and unquestionable ability just fell slightly short of mental reserves and maybe belief to get through Italy in the quarterfinals, in spite of beating Portugal in the round of 16. Crowning of Belgium as champions of Europe would have opened a new chapter in the history of football and heralded a new era. It would have been so inspiring for the other countries who have the ability but fail to dream big. Football would have gained immensely. I'm certain the loss against Italy would be hurting Belgium, and they surely would soul search and come up strongly in the World Cup scheduled next year. Switzerland too have shown great ability but still were unable to get through Spain. Probably their epic victory against France took a lot out of them. However, all is not lost yet. Denmark has played exceptionally well in the tournament after a worst possible start to their campaign, with their most influential player in recent times, Christian Eriksen, falling to the ground with a cardiac arrest in their first match against Finland, and a loss to them making things worse. The Danes required something special to come back in the tournament. And so they have done, in an absolutely spirited display of attacking football. The team looks inspired and possessed, as if out there to prove a point and do it for Christian Eriksen recovering from his ailment. England too have a big point to prove. They are without any major silverware since Bobby Charlton's team won the World Cup in 1966. It has been 55 years since then. England, though, have not looked great, but the resounding victory against Ukraine in the quarterfinals should give them huge confidence when they meet the Danes at the Wembley Stadium in London. I'm sure this is a huge advantage for England, but still the Danish team are no pushovers, and England would be required to play exceptionally well to beat them and reach the finals. With due regards to Italy and Spain, the two football giants of the world, let's hope we have a new champion. Let's hope it's not the same old story. Let's hope a fresh parable is written in the history of football, and let's hope the underdogs have their day just for once.